biggest one. Who's the bigger bet here? So who's got the like the most experience going into a series like this?
Jared, for sure. Yeah, I'm the rookie, so.
So I guess, Jared, in your opinion, as you're leading up to this big event, have you ever been to a finals before?
I have, yeah, in the WLA a couple of years ago.
Okay, Jared. Yeah. Okay.
After the so-called controversy about playing your first game with home field advantage in a best of three on the road, and then coming back here for game two in the semifinal, this is more like it's supposed to be. You have to go there for game one. Does this matter going into this weekend? I think you've proven that it doesn't.
Yeah, like you said, I don't think it really matters. We proved in the semifinals against Halifax that we can go into another team's barn and win the first game and then seal it at home. So that's our attitude going into this weekend.
What did you learn from your regular season game against them, if anything, that can still apply to this series?
It's going to be a battle, and we got to play 60 minutes. You know, they beat us by two. I think the score was 9-7 or something like that. But, you know, that was a game where we didn't even play our best against the best, and we fell a little bit short. So if we play 60 minutes, then our best across, we'll beat anybody in this league.
What is it about them that makes them difficult? Go ahead.
I think they've just been here before, honestly, and they know what it takes. One thing, too, is they block a ton of shots. I think if we can get good looks in transition and just shots period on net, I think we'll have success.
So youthful enthusiasm, balls to the wall against the so-called veteran team that's been there before.
100%. Yeah, you said it. Yeah.
I was going to say, is youthful exuberance, is it going to be the time that they sort of send the old vets pack? And I know these guys, you know, are talking about dynasty on the other end and how they've been the favorite forever. Is it time to kind of unseat them and sort of set a new standard for the NLL?
Yeah, 100%. I think, like you said, they've been there. This is their fifth year in a row, but I think we 100% have the group to do what it takes here, and I think it's our time.
What's it like playing for Jimmy? Like, for them that maybe don't know, like, what's Jimmy like on the bench, away from the room, stuff like that?
He's always positive, like, and that's his main thing that he says to us all the time, is staying positive. And you know, we could show up to a Friday practice, guys are tired from flights, and he's rolling in like he's about to teach a third grade class with so much enthusiasm, so much excitement, and we just feed off that. So
I was gonna say, he's a school teacher, so do you sense that when he's around you guys trying to get you hyped up and ready to go?
I think so, for sure. Yeah.
What's the travel arrangement like when you went to Halifax? You went in and had a full day before you actually played. Is that similar this weekend?
Yeah. So us SAS guys and a couple of the Toronto and Vancouver guys are going to go and land in Toronto on Wednesday. So we'll get a full day, and then we'll bus as a team to Buffalo from Toronto.
What's it like? You've never played with Vandal and Jair has, so like, what challenges is it playing in one of the louder buildings in the league?
I mean, yeah, it's always a challenge. They definitely get behind their team, but I think, like, at the end of the day, the game starts, and it's just another game, honestly.
I guess, is there kind of been all season long, or maybe a little bit of a, like, a motto or a rallying cry around this team? Like, I know, was it, maybe we're young and dumb, or maybe we're young but we're dumb was almost the joke on Saturday night, but is that kind of the vibe? Like, there's just, you're too young to care about the gravity of the situation, maybe?
I think, I mean, like, we have guys on our team that have been there before, and I think we all just really want it. It's, we've been building this team for a couple of years now, and like I said, like, it's our time, and that's just kind of been, we all play for each other, and time's right now.
And maybe just, I know there were so many massive plays in that final minute of the game between the diving block, well, even just to win the possession, to have a chance to tie it, and then set up that diving block, but is there a sense that either you've burned all the chances and you got to do it the honest way, or is there a sense that, hey, someone's out there looking out for you, kind of?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, like I said, it's cross gods looking down on us. It's probably one of the greatest playoff games ever seen in the history of the NLL. I mean, the last minute 30, we come back and end up winning an OT. But, yeah, it's just it's a great play by Messenger. And, you know, I think everyone was holding their breath when Haas had the ball there. But he put it in the back of the net and sent us to OT, gave us a shot. So.
I mean, he's not known for his scoring? Or?
No, he is.
And then just the last one, I think it was at Keegan Bell got Teammate of the Year.
Yeah.
Is that a weird award to hear of? Because, I mean, it sounds like this team is full of Teammates of the Year. But
yeah, we got a lot of great guys in the locker room, but Beller is just one of those guys that's that's always positive. Even if he's not in the lineup, he's always ready to go, and it shows. Like he opted in that backup goalie for us one game. So it's just, if that doesn't scream teammate of the year, then I don't know what does.